Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay! Thank you, my love. Oh, I'm so excited to be here sharing today from a special location, which we'll get back to. It's really an honor, and I so enjoy sharing and hearing from all of you who choose to call in or ask questions in the chat. Each show will include, we'll do a little breathing and meditating, getting in our bodies and our space, some discussion, education, awareness on facets of our sexuality and consciousness that many of us just don't get a chance to openly explore. And this is where we can. It's about slowing way down with love and respect and really honoring our sexuality, which is so often hidden in the shadows or squashed away or even just misunderstood. I look forward to continuing on this journey of sacred sexuality with you with some stories of my own path and more today. And as we begin, we're going to do a little breathing again to get into our bodies and into the space. So I invite you to feel where you are in this moment. Feel your body, feel your breath, perhaps close the eyes if that's available, and take a nice inhale with an exhale with some sound. A sigh, a rumble, vibration. Feeling what it's like to let go of any heaviness through your body and away through the points of contact of your body with the earth. So that might be through cushions or seats or a floor or maybe directly down into the earth. Invite that exhale to bring awareness of dropping away things that no longer serve. Maybe it's some anxiety today or nervousness or traffic. Allowing that to drop away. As you invite in a breath of, yes, more please. Welcoming in light, life, and nourishment into your body. Letting it sparkle through your cells. Feel emotionally feeling that connection of, yes, more please, inviting and welcoming it in and seeing how that may feel a little different than when we breathe, say, without really being aware of breathing. And as you welcome that breath in, holding the intention of health, healing, wholeness, new perspectives, a new awareness, and shedding away old layers that bind to allow our naturally blissful selves to emerge. And then with a breath of gratitude for taking time for you to explore perhaps something new or share or listen in, gently bringing your awareness back into the space and opening your eyes. Yay, beautiful. Welcome. This is exciting. It's so exciting to share today from kind of a unique situation. I am here in this beautiful land in upstate New York on location from the Sirius Rising Festival at Brushwood Folklore Center.
And here I'll be teaching a class at the festival, among some other amazing things we have planned. And it's really an honor to like, wow, you know, a combination of connecting with nature and then honoring that technology does support us sometimes. And this is a really cool balance to be like in the middle of a field with the technology to support sharing. And it's kind of exciting and fun, which is why I wanted to share about it. It also means that it's different, it's new, you know, and I actually explored this last year as well and sharing from this space, and it worked beautifully. So I'm really excited about that. And it's really a kind of a cool extension to be able to share that as an extension of what's been really alive for me lately, which is connecting more deeply with the land and the earth and coming into relationship, which we explored in the last episode, but really coming into relationship with the land, with myself, with plants, and with animals, the people around me. And today, our topic for today, I want to take that into kind of opening the door of another topic on the same concept, which is widening our field of awareness with what are the realms around us. So I'll call this, the topic for today is exploring two things, sex magic for healing and also shamanic awareness. And what that means to me and what I might an exploration in those concepts. And it's been really specifically alive for me quite recently as I've been moving through some ups and downs in how I feel in my body. And what I mean by that, I'll start a little bit with a little bit of the story. My body, I have recently, in recent months, really started, and really I was inspired. The Midwest Women's Herbal Conference was amazing, and it really inspired me to deepen into connection with the land and with the plants around me. And what I mean by that is, which ones are growing, like right there in my backyard, that are, you know, as I explore them and identify them, connecting with, yeah, they're edible. And not only are they edible, but here they are right in my yard as a magical experience of, they are the ones meant perhaps to come into my body to bring their medicine in. Because the plants around us and the animals around us deal with our environment that we're in all the time. So they're working with their own immunity and their own sort of sense of like, how are they manipulating and living in the environment, that the very environment that we're in. So I had been spending some time, some weeks deepening with exploring eating a wild leaf a day. And again, it's as I made sure I knew exactly what it was, because it can be pretty dangerous to just go randomly eating a wild leaf, obviously. There can be quite poisonous encounters. So as I explored, you know, which ones were right for me, and just sitting with them and what were their messages and inviting them into my body as I ate them, and then exploring other facets of herbalism, drinking nourishing herbal infusions and these things to really kind of invite this almost like a I'm thinking of the word, and my hands are moving in this spiral and I can't come up with it, but it's like this balance, this co-living situation, which I'm still not thinking of the word, but it's all right, where we're growing and communing together as beings, which is kind of a really cool concept. Anyway, as I'd been doing that in my own yard, in my own space in Michigan, that's a very, where in the Midwest, there's a certain kind of ecology and climate and what we live with. I was planning a trip to go to the Grand Canyon. So my family, we left and we, you know, get on a plane and we fly into Las Vegas, Nevada, and then we drive 4.5 hours across the desert to Arizona. And through this, we're moving through, you know, really intense heat and hot winds, very dry hot winds, and elevation, probably about 7,000 feet of elevation, as opposed to my, you know, what I'll call damp, warm, wet, juicy Midwest humidity and sea level. And in that process, I think it took a lot of adjusting for my body. I sort of felt uprooted, like kind of neat little analogy or pun there. Literally, it's like I had become this plant and now I was sort of sucked out and slammed into a different environment. And it was beautiful. Like, don't get me wrong. Exploring and introducing myself and sort of, I feel like it was this introductory experience of coming into relationship with the land at the canyon. And I had some very magical experiences there. And as I came home, it's like my body just went, ah, and I really had a hard time. So upon reentry, so to speak, I started to feel not as well. And in my process of how can I support myself and my body to feel better, I explored something that I wanted to share. And this gets back to our topic for today, which is sex magic for healing as a piece of this today's topic, along with shamanic awareness. In my practice, in what I do and how I share as a sacred sexual healer and a transformational guide, being a shaman, being a sexual shaman is a really big part of that for me. It's really resonated. And as exploring, like opening the doors wider of seeing around me in the physical space, of seeing into dream space, spirit realms, all of these possibilities. And as I say this even now, there's this little part of me from corporate land engineering from years ago that goes, that sounds crazy. And then I go, yeah, but it's real. And so it's just living it and stepping into it and feeling what is my truth and what resonates in my world as I'm moving into these new levels of awareness, which has involved new levels of slowing down. My type A engineer self, what I knew of as slowing down a couple of decades ago or even a decade ago was so vastly different from what slowing down is becoming. Like there's these, it's like it's been this gradual unwinding of layers of slowing down, noticing, feeling, getting into my body. And these are all things we've been exploring in recent episodes. And I want to take that to another place today and just speak a little bit of what's been happening most recently. So I'll call it shamanic awareness or widening your field of perception, being in the body, and from that place of clarity from within the body, allowing a gentle sort of sense of widening or expanding of the awareness to beyond the body. And this can be with opened or closed eyes. There's lots of ways to explore this. I'm going to just speak to it at a very high level at the moment. Just noticing, sensing. Can you feel the space around you? Can you feel the space a foot around you? Can you feel it 3 feet around you? And as you get further out, can you notice, can you feel behind you and notice and sense what's there? Can you feel or see the space in front of you? Is one easier than another? For me, behind me was really difficult for a long time and is still the place I notice that sometimes I have to kind of stretch back into that space a little bit. Like, yeah, I can get, it's okay to go in that space rather than being in my kind of turtle shell of protection from behind. So this is what I mean when I'm speaking shamanic awareness or widening perception. It's just, for now, let's take it into that, just widening awareness, noticing and feeling the space around us. So that is, if we walk by something, we're aware that it's there. Even if we're not spending a lot of time, we just know. We know our orientation on the planet. Which direction is east? And do you know, sitting right now, can you feel or sense which direction is east? And then south and west and north, for example. Are you related to or connected with the orientation of your body in space and connection with the earth? And you might say, well, why is any of this important? And I would like to invite that it's vastly important. We've pulled up our roots and sort of disconnected with her, but our connection with the earth is what is how we are all connected. And there's so much to learn from that, going inward space and connecting with her. These are vast topics. I just want to kind of open up the possibilities of seeing this maybe a little differently. So coming back to, for a moment, what that means for this most recent experience that I was referring to, the sex magic for healing. At the same time I was exploring all this, I was kind of also very intrigued. I have been very intrigued for a couple of, probably at least a decade or two now, of exploring my dreams. So we'll have, this is another piece of the foundation for the story I want to share. And exploring my dreams, in that my general perception or awareness or what I was taught by this amazing mentor and spirit guide in my life was really sinking into our dreams as messages from spirit, messages from our inner deep self. It's really from who we are at a deep place. And that characters and people in the dreams can be very, very much facets of ourselves. And that as we kind of look at what a dream says and rewrite the story based on first labeling those dream characters as really the pieces of ourselves and not, you know, not our frustrating Uncle Tom is not really, you know, if he shows up in a dream, for example, frustrating Uncle Tom is really not him, but that it's what frustrating masculine aspect of yourself are you facing right now? You know, is there something you can do to kind of reconnect with that piece of yourself or integrate it or learn from it? So that had been my approach with dreaming. And then most recently, as I was opening up into, I've been working with shamanic journeying and such, but the very most recently working with this idea, who again, the same mentor of mine, actually, she's like, have you explored lucid dreaming? And I'm like, you know, that's come up a lot. And I think I had a lucid dream once one day, but no, I hadn't done it consciously. And so she suggested a book that I started to read. And as I really connected with this book, I was just like, of course, lucid dreaming needed to come into my awareness right now. So I want to just to spend a brief moment about what lucid dreaming is all about. And lucid dreaming is the concept that we can become aware and realize. So this is, again, in the nature of widening our perception, right? What's it like to widen our perception into the dream realm? And in the dream realm, be aware we're dreaming and then make conscious choices and intention and impact and interrelate and interact with the facets of our dream, or the way I feel, the spirit realm or inner self or this high, you know, these other levels of consciousness that we can, through the dream time, have perhaps it's like the veils are a little thinner to access to it than our waking reality tends to be a little bit heavier curtained. So lucid dreaming, this concept of becoming aware in a dream and then making choices and working within the dream for various reasons. So depending on your intention, those dreams can be all sorts of things. From, wow, I'm dreaming, I want to fly, and then choosing to fly, and then maybe even flying through walls and things like this, which is what the book talked about a bit in its introduction to lucid dreaming. My experience was the one time I had a lucid dream was sort of accidental a while back. Years ago, I just remembered it because it was so interesting. I was in this kind of freaked out place in a dream, which I remember being kind of common, like I lost my stuff. And I think this case, it was a wallet, like had been stolen or was lost. And in the dream, I'm kind of freaking out. What am I going to do? And suddenly in the dream, I realized, wait, I'm dreaming. I'm going to close this locker door that I had just opened, I think, and noticed that the wallet was missing. I think that's where we had come to the point in the dream. So in the dream, I went, I'm going to close this locker door. And when I reopen it, my wallet's going to be there and all is well. And so in the dream, I closed the locker door. I reopened it and there was the wallet. And I was like, ah, yeah, there we go. And the anxiety lifted, and I woke up going, you know, thank goodness I didn't have the stress of that, that didn't happen. So at the time, I was like really intrigued. It's a pretty amazing experience I hadn't had before. Now that I was reading this book, I started to play with the concept. He introduced an idea that was further along in his lucid dreaming path of what I'll call self-healing, or healing, healing others in the dream, right? So making a choice to be in the dream, become aware in the dream, and then making a choice to offer healing, which of course you would ask permission in advance with that person, in the same way that we work with remote healing, with energy space in the waking realm, for those of you who may be familiar with that. But the idea that, you know, we always have free will. All of our beings, all of our souls have free will. So checking in with the physical person, if possible, when possible, to ask if they choose to receive healing, is always, an honorable, great, gracious way to do that. Because it's not about trying to force anything against anyone's will, even healing. It may not be what serves in the moment. So coming back then to this idea of using healing in the dream, I was literally, you know, the synchronicity of the way things work in life. I was in the middle of this book as I was dealing with this really, really tender sore throat, and my voice was starting to be really wonky, and I had kind of played. So I was in the middle of reading the book, and I thought, well, maybe I'll try some lucid dreaming. And a couple of the nights during there, I kind of tried, but nothing really happened. But it wasn't a whole lot of, it wasn't as focused in intention, and it wasn't happening. And I thought, well, no worries. And I was dreaming like I regularly do, and capturing those, and doing my best to learn from those. But it finally got to a day in there where I had kind of had this space to finally let go. Like I had kind of worked through some things I needed to do, and now it's like, okay, it's time. And I finished the book, and I think part of me was kind of holding off, like, well, I better finish reading the book because I should learn all as much as I can about this before I really experiment. And as I finished the book, and I had a very clear day of, wow, my throat really hurts. Like it felt, as I went to bed that night, it felt kind of knife-like pain. And a little bit of, you know, just, I think, coughing a little bit at that time. But really what I wanted to do was just ease the pain of the throat. The rest of it I was sitting with, you know, not too much difficulty. So I made a choice to focus and hold the intention for going into lucid dreaming. And as I did that, I made a choice to open that space with a little sexual ritual for myself, a little sex magic, and then open the space for healing intention for my body. And what resulted was really, really kind of amazing to me. I was so blown away and so grateful at what opened up. And I want to share more about that piece of the story after this break.
Thank you for being tuned in to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn, heard live here the third Tuesday of every month at this time at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. You're invited to call in with your questions or comments at 646-378-0378. We'll also be taking questions and comments from the chat room. And once again, that number to call in is 646-378-0378. You are tuned in to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.
Thanks, Annette. So here we are reconnecting on this topic of sex magic for healing and shamanic awareness, or widening our fields of perception. And as I mentioned in the first segment, we had a little background about all these pieces that were coming together. And the pieces coming together for me were sitting with and connecting with the land and opening my awareness and connecting with the concept of lucid dreaming and feeling very inspired by that, very emotionally inspired by that, which I think also comes into it. Working with my sexual energy, which I have been exploring in this journey of sacred sexual healing for some time now, and feeling the need in my physical body to receive some healing for myself. So as all these pieces came together, I'm now headed into a night. My throat is sore. I'm kind of fed up. I'm kind of like done. And I'm like, I am choosing. And it's like all of my energy went, I'm going to hold the intention with all of my shamanic awareness of really holding a space for going into lucid dreaming, becoming aware in my dream, and then asking for the intention of healing my body, healing my throat in particular. So that night, as I started to explore that concept, I was working with some techniques that I'd learned about how to go into lucid dreaming. And it was about the technique in particular was kind of focusing on my hands and bringing the awareness that as I see my hands in a dream, that can be my trigger, so to speak, or totem to bring that awareness in. So I was holding, and I wrote a couple of, literally the way I explored this was I took my journal, and this is the way I explore working with intent in spirit realms often, either in dream time or my shamanic journeys or other things, but I hold the intention by literally writing it out. I think there's just nothing like the power of putting, it's like bringing into the physical realm intention through physically writing. So taking a pen to paper, writing in a journal, and I use a journal all the time. So I took my journal and I wrote out the words in my words, how I wanted to express it based on some of the techniques I had learned. And the words went something like this. Tonight, while I am dreaming, I will see my hands and I will realize I'm dreaming. And it was something like that I wrote it out and I held that as a mantra, I'll say. I started kind of repeating it. And first I was just looking at my hands and holding the space and looking at my hands and holding the space. And then I realized, what better way to really manifest than to work with sexual energy? And our sexual energy, as we've explored in many past episodes and such, is really powerful. It's our life force creative energy. It's what flows through us and what brought us here. So we can tap into that realm, again, with intention and awareness, and in with safety and integrity and respect for our own bodies and for others, it's really clear to me, like, I hold that in a very sacred intention. And I decided, you know, I'm going to work with a little self-pleasure, and I'm going to hold a ritual space of using my sexual energy to help me hold open this space of healing for my body. And incidentally, you can do this without lucid dreaming. Like, this is, we're combining a couple things here, and it's just fun to explore them both, so I'm going to speak to them both. But you can literally work with your sexual energy and hold the intention of what you choose to manifest through that energy. And you might literally even hold it right at the moment of orgasm as a spaciousness of, wow, all this energy that's pouring in during the moment of orgasm is coming in with the intention of this whatever your intention is to create or to manifest or to connect. So I decided to work with that. And incidentally, I had two things written in my journal. So I had written my mantra of, tonight while I'm dreaming, I will notice my hands and realize I'm dreaming. And then my second piece was, okay, so once you're lucid in a dream, then what? You can play around, you can fly, you can do all sorts of things. I wanted to hold a really specific intention. And that intention was to heal my throat. And I thought, you know, well, I should talk about just healing my whole body because I was stuffy and sniffly. And I thought, you know what? Let's make this easy, really specific. Let's narrow it down and make it a very specific intention. Because I think sometimes, especially for me, I'm not practiced at lucid dreaming. This was brand new to me. I'm like, I better stay focused and make it simple. So I held the intention of heal my throat. And so I held these two pieces, the first piece to get into the dream. The second piece was the intention once I was there. Now I worked with sexual energy and was running that energy, holding this awareness of tonight while I'm dreaming, so I really poured my energy into opening the lucid dream through sexual energy. And I had an exquisite self-pleasure practice that did explore orgasm, and it felt lovely. And after it, I was smiling and feeling sort of this blissful cocoon of energy around my body. And I let that pour through me and around me. And I brought awareness to my hands again, held my mantra again as I drifted off to sleep. So I got really focused. And I think this is critical because it was so different than the nights that I had said, well, I want to try to play with lucid dreaming. And I thought about it once or twice, but then my mind drifted as I fell off to sleep and nothing was happening. This particular night, something happened. And so I drift to sleep. And at some point in the night, I have a dream, and my hands like appear in a dream. Now, I don't know about you, but I was even really skeptical about this technique because I thought, see your hands in the dream. Number one, like I never see my hands in my dream. I don't really ever see any part of my body when I dream. So it just seemed awkward to look for my hands when I don't see them in dreams. But then number two is I see my dreams in waking reality. So how am I going to know the difference? But somehow it just worked. So in this dream, I have this first dream and my hands are there. And I went, oh my God, those are my hands. I'm dreaming. And like, I was so excited by the fact that I had just become aware in a dream. I was sitting like at the back, at very familiar space outside in my space in my yard. So it was in nature, which was even more cool. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm dreaming. And I was so excited that it's like, the dream dissolved. Like I just went whoop, right back out of it. And I woke up and I was like so excited. I woke up. I'm like, oh my God, it worked. I was sleeping. And then I was like, and then I realized, you know, but I forgot to actually hold the intention for healing. So we got to do this again. So I wrote down the dream in my dream journal and I went back to sleep. I back off to sleep. I held the same mantra and said, just go back into that space. And this time when you're there, hold your intention. So I went back into that space went back to sleep. Sitting to my right. And at first, And as right as I'm realizing I'm dreaming and I'm realizing he's there, the first thing that's in my head is, oh, you can't pay attention to anybody else. You can't talk to anybody. You've got to focus on this intention. You're going to sit. I'm not really interacting with him yet. And I hold the space for, you know, healing my throat. So notice I hadn't held intention around what that looked like or what it was, you know, how I was going to do it. I had no clue how it was going to happen. As I hold that intention, I'm suddenly now holding what I know to be in the dream, a daylily bud, which incidentally looks a little different than the ones I'm familiar with. A bit of a backstory here is I had been recently exploring daylilies as an edible wild plant in my backyard. Not quite wild, actually, now that I say that. I had planted them about a decade ago, but they've come back every year since. And I just, only for the first time this year, found out that they're edible. And I've been eating them and really enjoying eating them and found out that you can clip the buds off before they open into flowers and actually saute them and kind of use them like green beans. And I've been doing that too. And that was really, it was all really lovely. So now I'm in this dream and the daylily is there, but it looks different than what I know in waking reality. And without any specific instruction, I just know I'm supposed to take a bite. So I take a bite of this daylily bud, and unlike, again, waking reality, daylily doesn't have any journey inside, but this one, as I bite it, floods my mouth and my throat with cool soothing liquid. It feels amazing. And I let myself receive the liquid and drink it in. And I finish, and I have a knowing that I'm just supposed to eat the whole flower. So at first, I kind of resisted. It almost scares me. I'm like, what's happening? Like, there's something in my mouth. Because I'm realizing now, in any of my other dreams I had ever had before, there was, if I ate anything, which was pretty rare, the only way I knew I had eaten it was because it was there and then it was gone and I knew I had eaten it. But I had never felt like the body sensory experience of eating before in a dream. And this was that. Like, I was biting. I could feel the liquid. It was bringing to my mouth. And this part of me was like, I shouldn't do that. And then I'm like, yes, this is the healing. Allow yourself to receive it. And so I really let myself receive the soothing liquid. As that liquid poured into me, I finished the day, Lily. And I got overwhelmed. Water, joy. I was just like, this is the healing I asked for. Like, I was just overwhelmed with gratitude and joy, like this really a powerful emotional sense in my dream. The dream continued for a short bit with some interaction with the man sitting next to me and a little bit of a story there for a time. And that was just really relevant. And as the dream concluded after my interactions with him and I woke up, I was just like blown away. I wrote down the dream. And part of me was trying to check in with my throat, like, did it feel better or whatever? And I'm like, no. Slow down, breathe, just go back to sleep, let yourself receive this without trying to notice what's going on yet. Through the course of the night, I had a few more dreams where the healing intention was just coming through. Like, they would call them semi-lucid. Just I was drinking a nourishing herbal infusion, and then I ate a piece of chocolate, and all these things were for the intention of healing. And the next morning I woke up and I felt good and I cautiously like swallowed and was checking in with my throat. And what I would label as sort of an 8 of like knife-like pain in my throat the night before was now at like a 2 or a 3. Like no question, huge in how my throat felt. I still had a little bit of the voice feeling that was different, but that really intense pain that was making me so uncomfortable was just nearly gone. I could feel a subtle sensation as I swallowed, but knife-like pain was completely gone. And I did an honoring again of just deep gratitude to spirit for the whole emergence. And I want to offer this, that it's so real, like to trust that there are other possibilities, that what we know as consensus walking around reality, we have a very real impact on, either through our own waking reality or through our dream space or through spirit realms and journeying. And there's so many ways. We are vastly infinite beings, energetic beings in finite form. And tapping into that vast infinitude takes trusting it. Not to say you don't have skepticism, like have skepticism all day long. In fact, I had many, many skepticisms myself where I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work. When I let go a little bit, even if I just crack open the door of, hey, you know what? It can't hurt. And I'm going to go for it. Things happen. And it's real. And we have this possibility within us. You know, you are a powerful, creative being that has control over the reality around you, not in a hyper-control mechanism way, but in a, wow, you have the intention and awareness possibility to make shifts. And so whether those shifts look as overt or specific as a lucid dream where something changes, like that to me is, well, for me, it's rare. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing so far. I'm holding space of more possibilities. Absolutely. It doesn't have to be necessarily so overt. It can be subtle. And just bringing awareness to your body and allowing yourself to notice your own body and your own center and your own ground, and then starting from that place and acknowledging all the layers of bound up stuff, right? And we've explored this in other episodes in great detail, this idea of shedding away layers that no longer serve and body armor and such. These are things that can drop away. And yet once the clarity just starts, and it doesn't have to be perfect or the final end of the road, but for me, it's like each piece of the journey, there's just this space where you can go, yeah, now there's more possibilities. I can open my awareness in this different way or new way. And it really, what it takes is slowing down with love and respect. These three tenets of Tantra and sacred sexuality that we talk about all the time, that I share in these programs and in my work and in my teachings. And I invite all of us to sit with. Really, those are the basic tenets of really opening our awareness and connecting with all sorts of possibilities. And I'm noticing now a question coming in from the chat room, perhaps. And the question is, can you meet with someone else in a lucid dream? And if so, how? And yes, so I am not an experienced dreamer at this point. I would say my one very intentional one and my one accidental one are awesome. But I'll answer the question based on what I learned from this book. And this book, incidentally, it was awesome. I want to say the title is Lucid Dream. I think that's correct. And it's Robert Wagoner. And really, I highly recommend it. It was a beautiful book. And he addresses these types of questions for sure. And I'll speak to what I know and what I feel from what resonated in me from the book. And you can, there's a couple things that can happen, layers of lucid dreaming. So you can be in there and get lucid for yourself and go, oh my gosh, now kind of on the next level of awareness. And he started to learn actually different. They're not just characters, so to speak, that you've made up in your mind that you're interacting with. That some of them actually do come in with their own level of awareness and intention and can bring you information. And sometimes I view it as their facets of sort of that deep inner self or high self that can give you information. So ask them, interact with them is what he invites, you know. Ask them, what do you represent? Ask them, who are you? Rather than engaging with them more unconsciously, which is the way we do in normal dreaming. And then there's another layer of lucid dreaming that he described, which I have not explored at all yet, which is choosing to go into a dream, being lucid, and then seeking a fellow lucid dreamer that maybe you've planned ahead to explore that night, perhaps connecting lucidly in a dream. And this is, I believe he refers to it as mutual lucid dreaming. And then he writes the book with a lot of, he tries to bring into, you know, scientific experimentation a bit too, in sort of the psychological aspect. And frankly, for me, I was just like, yeah, specific proofs are less important to me. You can feel, you know, you just know. There's a knowing, you know, when it's real. But he talks about people planning out, getting together in lucid dreams, and then sharing a code word so that they can determine if they really both entered the same mutual lucid dream. So there's those aspects too. For me, I know I go into the space of like having an intention in the dream to ask, like, I'm often ask the dream figure, who are you, or what do you represent, or what do you want me to know right now, or, you know, whatever these things are. And these are ways I've engaged spirit in meditations or shamanic journeys and stuff before. So it feels really natural, slow to me, brings into lucid dream space. And a direction that has helped me. I invite you to really, in terms of how do we make these connections? To me, really, it's about intention and focus. You know, making a choice, holding that intention, and being very focused on an intention. And for me, I notice I kind of have to narrow that down pretty specifically, especially at first when I'm exploring this territory, to not get confused. Because if you're asking for this huge string of stuff, you're just likely not going to remember, or it's just too much to focus on all at once. So that is what I wanted to share regarding lucid dreaming in the realm of sex magic for healing. Like I said before, I'm kind of two topics there, and the sex magic itself is a beautiful concept or way of, again, working with energy with or without sexual energy. So, you know, if we even wind it back another layer, holding intention and doing ritual magic or doing ritual ceremony to ask for something to emerge is very real with or without sexual energy. When we add in sexual energy, I think that sometimes gives it just like a power boost, because as one of my teachers describes, orgasm is any event that manifests energy into this realm, into this dimension. And I feel it, I see it as we're opening a portal. We're opening a space of possibility to invite energy and connection into our bodies, into our lives. So holding intention at that moment can really charge and put a lot of power behind the intention. I did this as a self-practice in the lucid dream experiment I just described. You can do this with a partner as well, certainly. And again, amping up that possibility when you're working with more people. So maybe it's with one more person or several or whatever that look like. To start with, like I said, sort of the basic premise is that it's holding intention while working with specific energy that amps up that power, that intention, because we create reality around us. I often will hold the space of sending like love and healing to me and to my lover and to my family and to all the people around me, even to the planet, to consciousness. And just hold that space of love to expand out through orgasmic pleasure and bliss, and let that sort of soak in to the earth in ways where whoever, you know, however that is chosen to be received. A couple of keys that I do hold, and I think it's important to note whenever we're working with this kind of concept of what I'll call magical ritual or sex magic or intention, is intention itself is very important. So while we're opening that portal, be really clear and intentional around what you choose to work with, because there are facets of energy that aren't as, say, friendly to work with. I believe there's nothing to be afraid of, that we can hold open a space with the intention in our heart of only beings of light are welcome here, or whatever essence of there are various tools and techniques for energetic psychic protection that I recommend holding in the space around you just in life in general, and then doing a reconnect or a recheck in on that when you're working with energy intentionally. And when you hold that space in your heart, I believe that, you know, what is there to be of service will be there, and there is no harm. There's no intentional harm. And that's powerful stuff. I invite you to sit with it, feel it, explore maybe what that might mean for you. I invite you to reach out to me outside of here. My website, mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, has my information, and explore and feel into what your truth is. How do you choose to sit with and be in your own body and bring awareness in and explore, then widening that field of perception into new possibilities. And with that, stay with us as we do a closing meditation to explore feeling in the body.
This is Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn, which is live on the 16th day of July, 2013, and it is live the third Tuesday of every month at this time, so we do thank you and encourage you to set your calendars and your watches so that you return to enjoy each and every program that will follow. As Leslie mentioned, her website is www.mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. You're going to find a lot of information there. So sit down and really enjoy going through it. You'll find out how you can order her Tantric Touch Energy Workshop CD. That's right. She has put the workshop out on a CD. So for those who would like to explore the idea of tantric touch in your own home or in the privacy of your own space, the CD is probably the right thing for you. Make sure you visit mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. Find out how to order that CD, get yourself one, and then be sure to return to the website and let Leslie know what you thought about it. Let her know how it helped you. You know, communicate with her. This is going to be really, really cool for you. She also offers classes on sacred sexuality, and you're going to check the website to find out under offerings when those classes are going to be scheduled, how you can participate, what needs to happen to register. So you definitely want to look into the Sacred Sexuality classes under the offerings heading at www.mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. So let's say you want to stay more informed about it. Well, you can always tune into this program because we're going to tell you how to do that. But you can also, at the website, find out under the contact information how to sign up for the email newsletter. The email newsletter is really cool. She sends out about 1 to 2 of them a month. And all the announcements of upcoming events, classes, the offerings that are available, such as the CD. This is all mentioned in the workshop as well, or in the workshop, forgive me, in the newsletter. But it's also a great place to be reminded about the program that you're listening to right now and how to connect with that. And something else that's absolutely wonderful and, from what I understand, very unique to the TempleArts.com school, mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, is the Community Temple Gathering. It's a place where people that might have a lot of experience, might have very little experience, perhaps a little too shy to speak up in front of people, but really want to connect with those of like mind. You want to connect at a temple gathering. The Community Temple Gatherings are free. Love offering is accepted to keep the temple going. But the really nifty thing about it is this group of seekers comes together. There is an opening meditation, and then there is going to be this beautiful, beautiful sacred circle created where anything that's on your heart can be shared. And you're going to find a lot of people will open up and share what's maybe been a little too scary or spooky once they realize they're in a safe space and everybody there respects each other. It's a wonderful, wonderful community of truth, very similar to the satsang in the yoga tradition. So when you want to find out more about the Community Temple Gatherings, you want to look at the contact section, the offering section, rather, in the Mystery School of the TempleArts.com. I'm just into lucid dreaming right now, so I must be off in a dream somewhere, and I can hear Leslie laughing going, yep, she's got to be. It's also the chance for you to find out how Leslie's available for private sessions, so that she can work with you or a group. More information is available at the website. You definitely want to keep the website in mind because in order to RSVP to the events, in order to get the directions and the location of the Mystery School of the Temple Arts, you've got to go through the website and contact Leslie. So once again, www.mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. Get you in touch with all things Leslie Blackburn. And we do return you for our closing meditation to Leslie Blackburn's Sacred Sexuality.
Thank you so much. And yes, let's invite a bit of slowing down once again, breathing in the body, feeling, connecting. So I invite you to close your eyes, take a breath of inquiry into your body, and notice what it feels like to bring breath as awareness, kind of like a flashlight, following your breath down into your body, and take a peek around. Letting your belly expand and soften, your pelvic floor, pelvis, expand with awareness and softening. And notice again those patches of contact that you have through seats or cushions or floors. Feel how that connects you with the earth below. Allow again any essence or energy that no longer serves, inviting it to drop away. On an inhale, inviting in a breath of light and love into the space you're creating. And I invite you to hold an intention. What intention would you like to have for the day or for the week to invite into your life as we head into a full moon, inviting in, heading into this full moon, energy into your life? Is it love, peace, courage, strength? I invite you to hold that intention and later explore it, write it down, hone it a bit, notice your wording, invite your intentions to be on the positive, what you choose to attract, instead of a statement with something you don't want. Bringing in health or strength or wholeness. Inviting that intention to help guide you and trusting in it, letting go a bit, letting go of the reins a bit to allow spirit to help you, allow the earth to support you and be of service in manifesting this intention. You don't have to do it all yourself. It's not about having to scramble and figure out all the details. Don't worry about having to create the how. Allow yourself to just open the space of what you seek. Let the how happen the way the universe finds to be true for you, which is essentially you. And with that, a deep breath of gratitude. It's been beautiful and an honor to share with you all the divine light of connection in us all. Is present and honors all of us. Namaste.
Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn is heard live the third Tuesday of every month here at Body Mind Spirit Radio. And you can go to bodymindspiritradio.com and sign up for the fan page for this particular program. We also direct you to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, which is Leslie's website. You're going to see a lot of different categories and headings there. And we invite you to go to the contacts section to sign up for the e-newsletter. It comes out once to twice a month, filled with tremendous information, keeping you up to date on everything that Leslie has to offer, that everything Leslie is doing. She also invites you to contact her through the contacts section at the website if you would like to work with her in a private setting or perhaps arrange for her to present to a group. I know a lot of people have contacted her and have been very, very happy with her enthusiasm, her warmth, her genuine desire to help people connect with themselves and the energy that is themselves within the universe. So you're going to find that at mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. You're also going to find a tremendous amount of option and opportunity to gather there at the temple and work with your energy as well as the energy of a lot of other people. That will include the sacred sexuality classes. You're going to find out all the information on the website, as well as the temple community gatherings that are held generally once a month. And that brings people together who are curious about the offerings but aren't really sure where to start. You start with the community temple gathering. Should be a lot of fun. Again, you're going to find that information at mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, as well as how to order Leslie's wonderful CD, which is the Tantric Energy Touch Workshop, available for you to make it portable. Take it wherever you need it, wherever you would like to have Leslie working with you on your sacred sexuality.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.